just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and powered by Bill Curry Ford. Recording on Tuesday afternoon around 3 o'clock Eastern Time, following the official completion of both podcast leagues, and we have champions to announce in both leagues, both of which will be receiving $1,000 from Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford. Tony Tega won the AFL Podcast League, one of the best teams in the league all season long, a very smart player, good communicator, nice person. Well done, Tony. There were other very worthy players in the AFL Podcast League this year. Tony set himself up well with a first-round bye, then did manage to win his semifinal game and worked his way past a very worthy opponent in Dan in a high-scoring final where Tony had just enough to get past Dan and win the AFL Podcast League. So, well done, Tony. I think you're a very worthy champion considering the competition you got from Dan, not just in the title game, but we had quite a race for the first round byes. Dan got left out of that, still managed to make the title game. Kevin got the other first round bye. Kevin's really smart fantasy player as well, who has supported the podcast leagues for years now. I'm still trying to get him out to a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I hope that happens in 2022. As Captain Morgan from the AFL Podcast League recently came out and played in his first Todd Wright Tour golf event, Chris had a huge point total in the AFL Podcast League this year, earning him the wild card. He lost in a first round game, but was also had a very good team, worked the waiver wire well this season. Scott from Payway, the regional director of Payway Restaurants in the Tampa Bay area and Southwest Florida, who was one of our caterers at draft night, he played well all year. He dealt with some injuries. He got off to a real fast start, couldn't maintain it, still was a playoff team. And of course, Greg from Ocala, who drives in for those podcast league draft nights at Bill Curry Ford and previously at Hooters. Greg got off to a horrendous start, stuck with it. I even gave him an exit ramp to kind of get out of how bad things were. He said, "I believe in my team." He was right. He made the semifinals and just fell a little bit short of getting to the title game. Thanks also to John for playing in that league. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else. I probably am, and I apologize for that. I'm just doing this off the top of my head this afternoon. But that was the results of the AFL Podcast League. Team Tega, Tony, congratulations. You will be receiving a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford early in the new year. In the NFL Podcast League, I took down Ira for the championship. A lot of ways you can look at this. Ira had the highest point total all year. He drafted very well. He had a different philosophy than me with his drafting. It was more by the book. But Ira started playing fantasy football in the podcast league a few years back. He had never done it before, and he's come a long way. He made the playoffs for the first time last year. This year, he wins his first playoff game ever, makes his first title game ever, and it took everything I had to put together a team that could beat him, and some good fortune. He did not get huge games out of some of his bigger performers. There was no Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle this year. And that's what he needed on Monday night to overcome the deficit that I had built, starting with the Thursday night game where I played both Debo at wide receiver and Jeff Wilson at running back, and then Saturday with Devontae Adams at wide receiver. And then I padded that with the Justin Jackson plug and play for the Chargers on Sunday and put myself in a position where Iron needed to score 100 points to beat me, basically. And in the end, none of his guys put up huge numbers. Many performed well. All of his receivers performed well, although Cooper Kupp didn't score. But Diggs performed well and scored. Boyd performed well and scored. Not quite to the Higgins level, as I'll get to that and what it meant in the Foundation League, as their finals are this coming week. But Ira made no moves, had no players lost to COVID or injury going into the title game. I was almost out of players by the time I defeated Dave Wirth, who was the top seed and hadn't lost since playing me in week four in the semifinals. It was an uphill battle. I ended up making 10 different waiver claims throughout the last week to try to find the right combination and give myself enough roster flexibility and possibilities to defeat Ira. Some moves I made did not work. I didn't play A.J. Brown in his first game back off IR. I had acquired him when he was injured. I was hoping I would get him back earlier. I just didn't feel right playing him his first game back. And of course, he had that huge second half on Thursday night. Also, I didn't want to be so heavily invested in one game on Thursday night. So I chose not to play A.J. Brown. That was a mistake. I thought about that a lot on late Sunday night and throughout Monday, that had I just gone ahead and played A.J. Brown, despite him missing multiple weeks due to injury, Ira would have needed more than the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle. It would have had to been even bigger on Monday night because my lead would have been over 50 rather than 30. But it worked out. I kept rotating quarterbacks, and they kept going down with COVID. One to play Taysom Hill, couldn't do that. One to play Tyler Huntley, couldn't do that. In the end, I didn't get much out of the quarterback position. I didn't need it because five of my starters scored so well, including my kicker, Matt Gay, who had been tremendous for me for the last month or so. I won my last six in the AFL Podcast League to take the championship and beat a very worthy opponent in Ira Kaufman, also a spokesperson for Bill Curry Ford. I've already been asked what I'm going to do with the money. As I've told all of you, I recently did trade in my 2014 Ford to Sean for a 2018 Ford. I got a little more car, went from a vehicle with 100,000 miles to a vehicle with 40,000 miles, updated the vehicle by 4 years, and paid a little bit out of pocket, and the $1,000 will go to paying off that new Ford, that new pre-owned Ford that I just got from Bill Curry Ford and Sean Sullivan. So remember that when you are in the market for a vehicle, either a brand new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned Ford vehicle or pre-owned vehicle of another make and model, they have those on the lot as well. You go find Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. He has his own podcast also on joebucksfan.com. You find him, you tell him you're a podcast listener of mine, and he will point you in the right direction in terms of creating a comfortable experience for you shopping and purchasing a different vehicle. And if you can't find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. She is the one person at Bill Curry Ford that can always find Sean for you. Trust me on that. So I look forward to seeing Sean in the next couple of weeks for a check presentation. So Tony gets his check for winning the AFL Podcast League. I've taken photos with the checks before, but this time one will actually be in my name. Thank you so much, Sean, for sponsoring the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, for offering those $1,000 checks, for playing in the Podcast League, and all you do for so many JoeBucksFan.com listeners locally sponsoring the Ira Kaufman Podcast as well. In the Foundation League, their title game is this week. It's former Jimmy McGinty Trophy winner Doc, the professor of geosciences at USF, and Bill, who has previously won a podcast league, had a scheduling conflict this year with the podcast league draft, Bill Curry Ford, so we flipped him to the Foundation and moved Dave Wirth, who had a scheduling conflict with the Foundation draft. We flipped them. They both did very well in their respective leagues. Bill is in the final against Doc, so they're both previous fantasy championships. Bill's looking to become the first ever to win a podcast league championship and the Foundation League championship. Nobody has done that. To me, it's the equivalent of a coach winning a national title and a Super Bowl ring. So Bill's looking to do that. He outlasted his opponent, the Mean Machine, Greg, UCF apologist, terrific longtime friend, and loyal Todd Wright tour player. Greg had Joe Burrow, but Bill had T. Higgins. And as I described it in the commissioner's notes, it was like, I'll see your Joe Burrow and raise you T. Higgins. And that was, in essence, the difference in their high-scoring game this week. Doc just took Jared from West Chase Golf Club behind the woodshed. Jared defeated me the previous week in a first-round playoff game. I was out of players in that league as well, but I didn't quite have the roster flexibility that I had and just didn't make the right moves that I did in the podcast league to stay alive. So Jared just got waxed by Doc. So it's Doc versus Bill. The names they go by, the Hamilton Tiger Cats against the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles in the Foundation Final for the 7th Jimmy McGinty Trophy that goes to the champion of the Foundation. And in the Ass Man Final, the battle for last place is between Ben, who's only won one game all year, and my great longtime friend SD driving the UPS truck around South Tampa. Loser there is anointed Ass Man 2021 and must put the Ass Man plate on the front of their car for a minimum. We say it's a week, but we'd like you to drive around with it for at least a month. You would become the Ass Man from our Foundation League for 2021. Mark Fitzpatrick, loyal Todd Wright Tour player, huge sports fan, was our Ass Man 2020 and actually even played in the podcast league. We flipped him over to the podcast league this year under that designation, much to his son's chagrin, who was his sort of co-manager of his fantasy team. So that's where all my leagues are at. Please send me your individual questions this week. Remember, I do not pick your starters. Don't say, I have A, B, C, D, pick one or two. That's not the way I answer questions. I offer you a second opinion. I want to know what you're thinking. And then I'll offer that second opinion. I've never changed the way I've done things around here, and that includes only answering emails to podcast listeners. Kind of had an awkward exchange this week with someone who wanted my advice, who doesn't listen to the podcast, and shamelessly said he didn't have time to listen to the podcast. So, okay, we're on the same page, but I continue to answer emails only from podcast listeners. That's not going to change. You give me your time listening to the podcast, I will give you my time responding personally to your email at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I hope to make an appearance with Gil Alexander this week. I didn't last week. Gil doesn't even know I was sick. Because you heard how bad my voice was. So I hope to go on with Gil this week. Look for me on VSiN maybe sometime later in the week on the A Numbers Game show. And I'll have another podcast for you later this week. And, of course, the Bucks Bulletin will be coming up later this week as well. I'm at about 85 to 90%. I'm just happy my voice is better so I can speak to you guys. So if you're in your title game this week, good luck. I'm happy to offer you a second opinion on rosters, starters. Don't make me choose. Tell me what you're thinking, and then I'll offer a second opinion. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Congratulations to Tony from the AFL Podcast League. Ira, you gave me everything I could handle in winning this year in the Podcast League. Well played. And thank you for the acknowledgement. JoeBucksFan.com and Ira tried to jinx me, congratulating me before technically the game was over. Joe Bucks Fan did it on Twitter. Ira did it at about halftime of the Monday night game, but I guess he clearly saw that the Saints just they didn't have the offense to even isolate Kamara to use him as a threat, because the Dolphins were clearly focused on Kamara as the top one, two, or three options for the Saints to make plays in that game. But you guys tried to jinx me. I'm happy it didn't work. It was a very fun season, and I'm proud to be your league champion for everyone who played in the NFL Podcast League. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you later this week.